Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
One of the unsung heroes of our efforts to protect innocent human life from abortion is National Right to Life's Vice President for International Affairs, Jean Head. A retired labor and delivery nurse, Jean has worked on an entirely volunteer basis as National Right to Life's representative at the United Nations for nearly two decades. No one in our movement has a better grasp for the subversive efforts to enshrine abortion as a fundamental human right worldwide, which take place regularly inside UN headquarters. Pro-abortion organizations stop at nothing in their attempts to pressure pro-life countries to change their laws protecting unborn children. Perhaps one of the most egregious tactics they employ is arguing that legalizing abortion would decrease maternal mortality in developing countries. But as National Right to Life and Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life's global outreach just recently noted in a new analysis, improved medical care and not abortion is the solution to the problem of maternal deaths in the developing world. As Jean noted in announcing the release of the analysis, "We have known for decades that most maternal deaths can be prevented with adequate nutrition, basic health care, and good obstetric care throughout pregnancy, at delivery, and postpartum. Yet some in the international community have focused their resources primarily on legalizing abortion at the expense of women's lives." Jean also explained that, quote, "women generally at risk because they lack access to a doctor, hospital, or antibiotics before abortion's legalization will face those same circumstances after legalization. And if legalization triggers a higher demand for abortion, as it has in most countries, more injured women will compete for those scarce medical resources. The number of abortion-related maternal deaths may actually increase." Analyzing research from the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the British medical journal The Lancet, and other sources, the study compares the impact of improved medical care and legalized abortion on maternal mortality rates in several countries. For example, maternal deaths declined sharply in the United States, England, and Wales throughout the 1930s and 1940s, coinciding with advancements in maternal health care, obstetric techniques, antibiotics, and in the general health status of women. This occurred long before the widespread legalization of abortion in England in 1967 and in the United States in 1973. The Republic of Ireland, which prohibits abortion, has what many believe, according to World Health Organization statistics, the world's lowest rate of maternal mortality. Perhaps the best example is Chile, which prohibited abortion in 1989. By all accounts of pro-abortion advocates, maternal mortality should have increased with the abortion prohibition. But maternal mortality, which was already low prior to the 1989 law, continued to decrease after the law was enacted. Chile now has the lowest maternal mortality rate in Latin America. In fact, of the four countries that have reduced their maternal mortality rate the most from 1990 to 2008, three have maintained bans on abortion. In fact, the efforts of the Chilean people were recognized with the presentation of the first ever International Protect Life Award, given for Chile's exceptional efforts in helping protect the lives and improve the health of Chilean women. The award, of which National Right to Life was a sponsor, was presented to the Chilean president, Sebastián Piñera, in March. On a number of occasions, President Piñera has reiterated that, quote, "the position of the Chilean government is always going to be the defense of life. We're never going to be in favor of any measure whose objective is to kill the life of the child before birth." A link to the full analysis, entitled "Why Legalized Abortion is Not Good for Women's Health," which is available in English, French, and Spanish, can be found in the resource links on our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. And as always, if you have any questions about something you've heard on our show, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.